This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Big news about Kyle Rittenhouse. Jimmy?
So the jury acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on all charges. It appears that the evidence in all and our legal system held true to the fact that this was self-defense. The unfortunate reality is the media, the left-wing progressive media, is still attacking this as a somehow protecting white supremacy in our nation, which is terrible. It's creating division and undermining faith in our justice system.
Yeah, it is a real shame, Jimmy. The fact that what actually started this trial, if there was no violence, I want to say, in Kenosha prior to when Kyle Rittenhouse arrived on the scene, this whole thing wouldn't have even occurred. That's what I have a major problem with. Jimmy, you want to get some comments on that?
Yes, the mainstream media, corporate media, MSNBC, NBC, CNN, a lot of the networks, New York Times, Washington Post, all painted a picture that Jacob Blake was some sort of innocent guy that was shot by police because he was black. That created the violence, and it was an absolute lie. In spite of them having documented evidence with video camera evidence at the time, they created the situation which created the violence that was used by political operatives in order to undermine stability in Kenosha to continue the violence that had been started with the George Floyd riots that were happening all around this nation. And it's absolutely despicable that those same stations are continuing to fabricate, if not out and out lie, to change the dynamic that would put this poor young man in prison for defending himself and his community where his father lived.
And I think that the one thing that isn't perhaps really brought out is the fact that this really is, in a very real sense, Mr. Rittenhouse Jr.'s community. There's no question about that. People are just saying he came from out of town because he wanted to go hunting. That's absolutely ridiculous. Clarify that, will you, Jimmy?
Yeah, absolutely. He came there there was burning and looting all around the nation at the time in multiple events and places. He came there to protect. He was bold. He did something as a 17-year-old that most adults and law enforcement was not doing. He was standing up to protect individual property, and he was trying to stop violence. He also came to help clean up and just protect the community that he had a relationship with. His father lived there. So there's no question about it that he's been painted as some white supremacist coming to kill black people, when in fact the only people shot were white people, two of which had weapons. And the prosecution has tried to hide the fact that all three of the people shot by Kyle Rittenhouse, as they attacked him, all three of them had extensive criminal records, were violent offenders, had done numerous things. In fact, one of them was a child rapist and been convicted and spent time in prison. The other one was a domestic abuser. One of them had just gotten out of the mental hospital. These were very, very dangerous circumstances for everyone. And the fact is, the state was not protecting people. Law enforcement was unable to cope with the violence. And that violence was exacerbated by officials in the city of Kenosha, legal officials as well as political officials, that were allowing this violence to continue for political agendas. And they risked the people. They risked everyone. And Kyle Rittenhouse was just someone that stood up to try to stop the violence.
You know, Jimmy, the one comment that I would make about this is that, you know, when you look at the rioting that's going on around the country, it's absolutely despicable. And I think the more citizens really have to get into this thing and do what they can to stop this rioting, because that's the only way that the communities where the rioting is taking place, that's the only way that they're going to really stand up and get their law enforcement officials involved. I have to say, if you look at what happened in Seattle with the CHOP, very definitely there were no citizens, for lack of better terms, in Seattle who had the posture, who had the very definitive stance that Kyle Rittenhouse took, for example. I think the people in every city where this violence is going on need to have to stand up and be obviously against it. It didn't happen in Seattle, and consequently in Seattle there were also people killed, and the police chief of Seattle resigned because she was actually prevented from doing her job because of the various regulations. And people may disagree with me. They may say, well, Al, you're promoting vigilante-type action. No, I'm not. I'm promoting the type of action where these professional rioters from all over the country, when they come in, they will know that the communities where the rioting is taking place does offer serious local defense against rioters. How do you think about that?
Well, I think that's an important point, and that's what this Kyle Rittenhouse, the entire thing, is about. It's about whether or not you can defend your community and your property and your life because of threats of violence from the mob. And what we see is, and the unfortunate reality, Kenosha, Minnesota, Seattle, places in Los Angeles, San Francisco, there are the local population has allowed these narratives to continue where all cops are bad, you know, ACAB, where defund the police. They've allowed it. So the population is at fault for allowing this to happen. And what that means is they're depending on law enforcement to come save them and protect them at the same time that they're undermining law enforcement's ability to do it. So, yeah, in the end, people are going to have to stand up. That's why you're seeing massive gun purchases around America right now. Democrats who never thought they'd own a gun are doing it to defend themselves, because if they call 911, they might not, no one may show up. And the reason why is defunding the police because of this entire progressive agenda, because of prosecutors that will not prosecute crime, even petty crime, all over San Francisco, the thousands and thousands and thousands of car robberies, and, you know, the people walking in and out of stores without being, you know, just grabbing clothes and anything they can and walking away and not being charged or not being prosecuted. This leads to pandemonium. It leads to chaos. It also undermines any faith in the country. It undermines faith in law enforcement, and it destroys our communities. And you know what? If people allow it in those cities, then they deserve what they get. They better stand up and stop, and put a stop to it, which some of them are beginning to. They're
some
starting
of them
to
are
wake
beginning
up
to, Jeremy. But in Seattle, when you were going through your explanation right now, I was thinking about really what's happening with the prosecuting attorneys in Seattle and in Portland. Many instances of late, in the last year or so, since this rioting has been going on, they have simply not prosecuted any of the rioters. I interviewed a fellow in Seattle when the CHOP situation was getting really in its heyday. This guy had come up all the way, actually, from, if I'm not mistaken, from Stockton, California. He was in every sense of his description, he was somebody who was a professional rioter. And I have to say, the professional rioters who come from out of town need to be outnumbered. They need to be outnumbered by the local people who are standing up and saying, this simply cannot continue anymore. The only way that that's going to happen is if we have more folks like Kyle Rittenhouse. It's a shame that he ended up shooting and killing two individuals, but the fact of the matter is, let's look at the background of those two individuals. What were they doing
there in the first
place?
And they attacked him.
And they attacked him, yeah. I mean, as the saying goes, people say, Kyle Rittenhouse was just somebody who was unqualified to do what he did. What about the two people who came in, one being mentally ill and another being a hardened criminal? What about those two people? Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back after a commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit in the next segment about the approval or lack thereof of our President Joe Biden. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Your week.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Going to talk about the approval ratings of the current president of the United States. No opinion here, no editorializing. The fact of the matter is the opinion ratings of Joe Biden are incredibly low. On Thursday, for example, a poll came out. The majority of the respondents to that poll basically said that Biden was not fit mentally to be in charge of running this country. Jiminy, your comments.
It's not going to get better for Joe Biden. He is not going to get younger. He's not going to get smarter. And the organization around him right now is infighting over what direction they will take the country and who will be in charge. It's actually more important, I think, for the leadership inside this administration or this regime to who's going to run things. And there's a fight between Biden's team and Harris's team of the future. It is not going to get better. Joe Biden is not making decisions. People underneath him are providing him information. They are protecting him from the press. They are protecting him from questions and press conferences. They are keeping him from other foreign leaders. They are keeping him from answering questions because most of the time when he answers them, he makes pretty significant blunders. And that just is not going to get better. And some of the problems that we're facing in America right now are absolutely, like, very serious and devastating potential problems with national security, with the border, with the economic situation. So I fear that his numbers are going to get worse and the infighting will get bigger because he's not in charge.
Well, he may not be in charge, but he is meeting with some of the world leaders. He has met with Vladimir Putin, and just very recently, in a virtual meeting, he met with Xiaoping of China. I'm not sure how successful that meeting was. I don't think anything was really significantly decided as a result of that. But he has been able to carry himself through meetings with Putin and Xiaoping.
Well, and the Deng Xiaoping on the video conference, it turned out it turned out actually kind of I'm sorry, it's not Deng Xiaoping, it's Xi, Premier Xi, and it didn't turn out very well for them. Xi basically blew him off, and they were supposed to set potentially a summit meeting, but that fell through. So that was an embarrassment. And of course, Vladimir Putin has been publicly commenting on new American woke culture and negatively about the Biden administration and making some actually somewhat wise comments of the devastation that it's creating and its separation and divisions that it's creating, and not only in the United States, but also spreading to other places in the world. And there are a number of people, especially in Western Europe, that are quite angry and frustrated. Today, Joe Biden was supposed to have a meeting, actually a press conference with Justin Trudeau and Obrador, the president of Mexico. There was supposed to be a press conference. At the last minute, the White House canceled that press conference. So they're going to have the meeting, and there's going to be some specific talking points afterwards. But the interesting thing is Justin Trudeau, Premier of Canada, or the Prime Minister of Canada, he actually said he's going to do a press conference without Joe, even though they were supposed to do it together. So they are definitely protecting and hiding him. And certainly we saw at the G20 summit, as well as the meeting afterwards, that he's being pushed aside by world leaders and he's not being respected. And obviously because of decisions like what happened in Afghanistan, the pullout that left NATO members hanging, the fact that he still have Americans stuck in Afghanistan right now after promising to get them all out, and as well as, you know, border issues, economic issues that are actually driving the global economy into mass inflation. And that's, those problems are not going away. And he is not setting policy that will help them. And he's not making decisions that are going to support them. It's all about the image. And I think that's a huge mistake that they will not face. This administration, the advisors, will not face the reality of what they're going through right now, what America's going through.
You know, the only comment I can make about this very, very unfortunate situation with President Biden is the fact that eventually they're going to have to come out and they're going to have to say, Joe Biden is going to be stepping down from office, and this is why. what a terrible, terrible black mark in history for this man. You know, he's been a politician for 50 years, right? He's never really accomplished very much other than being a middle-of-the-road politician, but why didn't he see this coming? Why wouldn't he know that he wasn't going to go down in history as being particularly worthwhile as a president? It makes no sense to me, Jim.
Well, I think it has very little to do with Joe Biden other than his ego. He was running for president. He'd been this, you know, fourth time, I believe. And he actually kind of lucked into it because the other opponents in the Democratic ticket were so far away from the mainstream. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, those key players left him to be the only one that appeared to be in the middle ground because he's an old school Democrat. So what happened was he wins South Carolina because of a very large black vote. The Democratic Party says, okay, we've got to put this guy through because he's the guy that looks like the institutional Democrat and he's going to make everybody be nice and he's going to take away bad tweets and he's going to stabilize the country. And that was the argument that they made, that the Democratic Party made. But what we find is that those same progressive ideologies and these same very aggressive policies and principles of the advisors that had been pushed in the Democratic Party to the far left are making the decisions and giving a direction. So Joe Biden has turned out to be nothing that he said he was going to be, which is why his poll numbers are dropping down. People thought he was going to be stable. They thought that he was going to be a good influence, that he was going to bring back confidence in America, that he'd be able to manage COVID, that he'd be able, and he promised to manage the border, he promised to manage the economy, and stop the divisiveness. But what has happened is it's actually exacerbated every one of those issues, made them worse. And as much as they try to spin it, they can't hide it because even the average American is paying, you know, 50% more for gas and 30% more for food at the grocery store. They're still seeing the massive problems at the border. They're looking at us globally and saying, what are we doing? How could we have lost 20 years of trillions of dollars and all that equipment to the Taliban in Afghanistan? People are saying that you can't hide that. As much as they try to spin it, they cannot hide that. Oh, and by the way, the COVID policies are continuing to fail. We are still in lockdown. We are still doing things that aren't based on science but are based on politics. And I'd love to, I think we ought to talk about some of those issues in the next two segments, too.
Well, there's no question about that. I just want to read a headline here because we're a minute away from the top of the hour news break. The headline that I'm looking at is, quote, majority see Biden as not capable of leading the country, that he is mentally unfit. This comes from Eric Schneider at MRC, so it's not just coming from some guy off in the blue who's got a problem with Joe Biden. Obviously, he does, but an awful lot of people do have a problem with us, with this guy, and I'm really sorry about that. I understand he's a fairly decent human being, but he sure has made a mistake stepping into the role of total incompetence as a president. Stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests breaking out across the nation after Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty of murdering two protesters and wounding a third. Around 100 of them showing up outside the Barclays Center in New Jersey. Meanwhile, reactions still coming into the verdict, including from former President Donald Trump.
I think that it was a great decision. I was surprised it had to go this far. Somebody should have ended it earlier, and frankly, the case should have never been brought. It was prosecutorial misconduct, in my opinion.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. La Nina is back for a second year and gaining strength in the Pacific Ocean. The Federal Climate Prediction Center saying there's a 90% chance of the snowy weather system sticking around through February. Forecasters believe Oregon and Washington will have a wetter winter because of La Nina. USA Radio News. The head of the CDC is endorsing the use of COVID-19 vaccine boosters for all adults. Dr. Rochelle Walensky gave her blessing hours after the CDC's vaccine advisors voted unanimously to recommend booster shots of both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines. The boosters are now approved for all adults 6 months after they have received their first two doses. The CDC strongly encourages older people and those with underlying medical conditions to get their boosters before the holiday season. A White House turkey is getting a presidential pardon. President Biden on Friday upheld the long-standing White House tradition by pardoning a turkey before Thanksgiving. He started the Rose Garden event by promising to talk turkey and saying the names Peanut Butter and Jelly were selected for the two turkeys. Both birds will live out their lives at Purdue University in Indiana. The pardoning of Thanksgiving turkeys dates back to the Truman administration. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, done with the top of the hour news. You know, I don't know about you guys out there and gals, but I got to tell you, it's very, very important for me to emphasize one thing, and that is I listen to the news almost every single night, and I find it to be very, very depressing. I wish we could put a different spin on it so it wasn't quite nearly as depressing as it comes across as being. I think that's possible to do at this point in time, though, because I think our country is on the way down. I'd like you guys to think about that, and I'd like you to think about what you personally can do to change it and make it more positive. Jim and I are going to talk about that a little bit in the next segment. Having said that, let's look at the economic situation in the United States right now. I wonder if you all realize just how despicable the supply chain is in this country. You know, I go into drugstores, my local drugstore, for example, and I have, in my local drugstore, I would say that approximately 60% of the shelves are now absolutely empty, and that's sad to me. Many of the products that are on the shelves also are clearly older products, so that's bad. The next thing that's really bad that is even worse than that is this inflation that we're going through right now. And the dog is angry about that too. But what I have to say is that the level of prices among groceries, which are up about 30%, automobiles are up way, way too much. I went out and bought some clothing a couple days ago. I found the inflation there to also be very high. And the inflation is ridiculous in terms of real estate. It has put most housing out of the reach of affordability of most people. I think we're in trouble, very serious trouble economically. Jimmy, what do you think?
Yeah, and the Biden solution is to print more money. It is inflation's rising, and so let's print more money. This is absolutely devastating, potentially, for small businesses and for families that live on the margins. You know, there are a lot of people out there that live paycheck to paycheck. Usually they're young, they've got a couple of kids, and when all of a sudden your paycheck doesn't get you to work, or doesn't get you to pay childcare, and you can't buy food because it's the gas prices, food prices, and just the overall costs. And of course, the problems you're talking about with supply chain, which is average things are going up, that's going to hurt a big percentage of the population. The elitists, the rich, the powerful people in D.C. that this doesn't affect too much, you're actually seeing them make comments like, oh, don't worry about it, Americans can afford it. Well, you know what? A whole bunch of them can't.
No.
And I think the policies right now that they're pushing with these increased, unbelievable budget principles and targets for infrastructure deals, where they're going to just print more money and put us deeper into debt, is going to create even deeper, very problematic situation in the next months, if not years.
Well, for what it's worth, the official numbers right now are on consumer indebtedness are incredibly high. Records are being broken. I wonder how much of that has to do with the huge mortgages that have to go hand in hand with the pricing increases that have occurred recently. Today, $1 million for a house is absolutely something to sneeze at. Not for Big Al, but I think it's getting to be that way more and more for a larger and larger percent of the population. Having said that, something needs to be done. The main problem right now, easy to say something needs to be done, but the main problem right now is the money printing, for lack of better terms, and is quite frankly the only way that the United States can stay. I don't want to use the word solvent, because the United States is really not, in my opinion, completely solvent, but it's the only way that the United States can continue to have the facade of being solvent, for lack of better terms. And to me, that's very, very sad. I became aware of this in the late 1990s, and it's even more obvious today, and it's gotten to the point where the U.S. economically, I can very, very, I believe, accurately predict is going to fall on its face. Jimmy?
Yeah, you've got people like Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, saying things like, well, you know, Americans can afford this, or makes comments that, yeah, we, you know, saved a lot of money during COVID and now they're spending it. Well, that debt that you're talking about is increasing very, very rapidly because of all these costs. And that's going to make it very difficult for them to survive if we have a bit of, you know, a blip in the market issues, you know, not just the stock market, but overall our ability to give materials and supplies. You know, we've moved to this whole idea of just-in-time logistics. And just-in-time logistics means let's don't warehouse things. Let's just get the supply chain being organized and managed so quickly because we're going to move things all efficiently. Well, that works great when there's no problems. When you throw a problem in it, it affects the entire network all the way down. So you don't get things produced. You don't get raw materials. Then that impacts the supplies of those end products and then the shipping problem. And when you have a policy driven by this administration, which is going to force people that don't want vaccines to be mandated. And thankfully, that's, you know, we've had a little bit of a reprieve from that from the Fifth Circuit Court. But that's forcing potentially up to 37% of the truck drivers in America out of work, or to say they're not going to do it. You have federal employees, you have numerous employees in the airline industry that are saying, hey, wait a second, this is really causing problems in every aspect of our economy, and it's unnecessary. It's not needed. So you're setting policy that actually disturbs and undermines the economy. You're printing more money. You're spending more money. And then actually saying that we're going to buy our way out of it, that we'll raise enough taxes from the spending to get it out, to get out of it. The logic is gone. There's no real, this is complete dishonesty, and there's no economist that believes most of this crap. And the ones that do are doing it purely and on political basis or to move towards a socialist controlled system. And that's what's really unfortunate right now. That's what we're seeing.
Jimmy, it is unfortunate. I want to bring up one thing. We've got about officially 2 minutes left here in this segment, but I think the one point that needs to be brought up because it's critical. And that is, as Jen said, well, people saved a lot of money and now they're spending it. That's really a false statement. And the reason I say that is because savings is based on assets. Okay, and when assets grow, when they're inflated, as real estate prices are inflated, it's easy to say that, well, Mr. and Mrs. Smith's net worth just went up theoretically in a very large amount because their house today is worth, let's take an extreme number, is worth $1,000,001 versus $500,000 when our measurement of their net worth started. And they put down $600,000 as being the gain and the hard gain meaning they can lay their hands on that money anytime they want to. And if that were the case, then it would be very accurate to say people have saved more money and now they're simply spending it. But that $600,000 gain that I just using the example of the home for is that's a great gain as long as there's somebody around to pay the $600,000 increase in the price. Today that's happening, but sooner rather than later that's going to be a very, very false indicator because people are simply not going to be able to afford to pay those types of increases, and since they won't be afford to pay them because real estate lending is going to get back to more realistic levels. When that comes, then all of a sudden the increase in the savings rate that Jen Psaki is talking about is going to simply not be there, and that's when the piper is going to have to be paid. And that's when the world is going to realize that the United States really is an emperor who is not wearing any clothes. Stick around, you guys. Going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics. Here we're going to take this final segment here. Jimmy and I are going to talk about many issues. We're going to mention many issues that we think everybody has to be aware of. Let's start out with the CDC, Jim. You and I did an editorial on that last Thursday.
Yeah, so what has happened is there's a lawsuit being filed against the mandates in New York. The lawyer for this lawsuit and his firm requested from the Centers for Disease Control any information in a FOIA request, in a Freedom of Information Act request, on natural immunity. And in that request, the CDC came back and said they have no documentation on it. What that means is that they either are hiding it and lying, or they're not doing any research on natural immunity to the COVID virus. And with them updating their statistics just recently, they went 5 months without updating them. They'd expected about 5 months ago, they expected about 100 million Americans had COVID already. They updated their statistics this few weeks after this FOIA request to say that it looks like somewhere around 145 million, and this is a generalization, but 145 million have had COVID. And they had no information on natural immunity and no record of anybody getting the disease twice after having natural immunity. They provided no data. So they're either lying or there's no data. If there's no data on that, and because there is no one that has COVID after getting the virus, then that means a big portion of the population is immune at this point, has built up immune responses to it, completely separate from the Pfizer vaccine.
Right.
That's one issue. That's really, really significant statement. Another is Dr. Fauci admitting that hospitalizations for fully vaccinated people are way up and deaths are way up. And this is an acknowledgement that the vaccines are not working as advertised. That's something that everyone should be worried about.
No question whatsoever about that one, Jim. You know, one thing I want to say is that I want to stress a couple of things that we talked about, one of them in the last segment. Economically, take a really, really close look. A lot of people, for example, Robert Kiyosaki, who's quite an interesting man from an economics knowledgeability standpoint, is saying the United States, in his opinion, is headed for the biggest crash that it's ever seen. I think that's very true. Be very, very cognizant of what's going on economically, because you want to be able to get out before it's too late, for lack of better terms. The other thing I wanted to say, and then we're going to wrap this thing up a little quick, not a little quicker, but then we are going to go into full wrap-up mode, and that is, I made a comment in the first segment about people and communities need to stand tall, for lack of better terms, and need the out-of-town rioters to realize that they are not welcome in their communities. And I want to say, do that effectively, do that responsibly. Don't necessarily try to be dramatic. Do it effectively and responsibly. Jimmy, your turn.
I absolutely think that the way you do that is not through violence, and it's not...
Correct.
Obviously, everyone has the right to protect themselves from violence.
Sure.
And these people that are threatening to burn and destroy, that's not just... There's nothing good about that. You have to stand up to that. But the way you stand up to it over a long period of time is you vote out the people that would take away those individual rights that won't protect you. And that's what we're seeing right now in many of these small elections from this last November cycle, local elections, where a lot of, you know, more conservative, more people concerned about public safety. And that's the direct ramification. You know, who the heck came up with the idea that defund the police was a smart idea from the political side? It's incompetent. Unless there are sophisticated efforts to undermine the complete stability of the United States. And I think there are some people that are orchestrating issues like that. And that's what people have to be aware of. The way you solve it, the way you get involved in your community, is to stand up, make statements, vote out the people, and put pressure on your local elected officials to do the right thing to protect everyone.
Well, that, so far, I have to say, happily, is happening in Seattle. The city council didn't totally change as a result of the recent elections, but it did begin to change. People in Seattle began to become very aware that the socialist, violent-type city council members were no longer winning elections. Sarah Mitchell won, for example, and she was not in that category. And the new mayor of Seattle is a very, very conservative individual. I'm looking for great things to happen in Seattle. And I believe, with the people who I speak with who are down there, that I talk with every time I go down, I believe that that's the kind of change that people really want. They want to feel safe, and they want to feel, even more importantly than that, Jim, they really want to feel like their actions are responsible. And not prosecuting criminals, not prosecuting people because they're afraid of the repercussions of prosecuting that particular dynamic, that particular group, is really, really wrong, in my opinion. All you're doing is demolishing a person's sense of self-worth if you let them do whatever they want to do, because they know what's wrong and they have to be stopped.
You know, Al, the big issue that is really problematic for Seattle and everywhere else in the state of Washington and California and Oregon is the legislative actions that have actually stripped law enforcement of the ability to defend and protect people.
Right.
Those are the things that have to be changed. And, you know, one little November election here is not changing Seattle. Everybody on that ticket was still, you know, kind of a semi-progressive. They just, you know, there were, except for the attorney, the city attorney, which I think Ann Davidson won, and she was a conservative. Jenny Durkin hasn't come up yet for election, so she's still...
But she has announced she's not going to run.
Correct, yes. And so we'll see what happens with that. It's a positive move that people were coming back to their senses, but there's still a lot of people out there that are manipulated by the media that have created these conditions that, you know, there's white supremacy everywhere. In a state that really has no problems with things like that, it's pretty disturbing, actually, to watch. And to watch this administration submit, the Biden regime actually submit nominees that perpetuate these same views and these socialist ideological views is pretty disturbing. When you see someone like Saleh Umarova, the comptroller of the nomination for the comptroller of the currency, which would federally regulate all our banks, being nominated, and she actually was a Soviet from Kazakhstan that went to Moscow State University that did her thesis on Marx and has publicly stated recently that she would like to destroy the oil and gas industry in the U.S., that it should go bankrupt, and that she wants state nationalized control of currency. That's of all our local and community banks. That's incredible. That whole system of socialist control of federally centralized management for economies has been proven over and over again to fail. And the problem is we have people that buy into that ideology that are being used locally to undermine stability in these local elections and the local law enforcement. And it's all part, really, of a very dangerous precedent that America's been put through recently.
It's an incredibly dangerous thing that we're being put through right now. We're not being put through it. We're actually almost acquiescing to it. We're not doing anything to bring out our views other than what you and I do and many of the other podcasters and radio folks like us do. It's very important. We need to show that we are not happy with the way things are going, but we don't need to pack guns in order to do that. It's very, very... I think it's. Go ahead, Jim.
You got to stop people like Merrick Garland who use the counterterrorism vision of the FBI to go after parents at school board meetings.
Oh.
And that letter was just leaked after he testified for Congress that, in fact, the day before the FBI had used a tracking mechanism to track parents. Right. This is very disturbing abuse of power. In America, we cannot allow that to continue.
Numerous disturbing things are going on right now in our country, Jim. People need to listen to our opinions. If they agree, they need to put them perhaps into action. They need to listen to what we're saying because it really makes common sense. Let's keep America great, seriously.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare.
If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.